Thank you so much. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading in verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. I'd like to take just a moment and thank Pastor and Mrs. Sexton for the opportunity to speak tonight and throughout the week of camp. And I would like to thank you, the church, for sacrificing to run Mount Moriah, having the faith to start it and continue it, and then having the faith to run the Sunday school buses and continue them. It's really making a difference in the lives of these young people. But it's not possible without you. So we're so grateful for you and how you've allowed the Lord to use you. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Our pastor has told us many times to mark things in our Bible, encouraging us to mark things in our Bible. And if you're in the habit of that, I'd like for you to mark what the Bible says in verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. And then if you would, mark what it says in verse 16. Let your light so shine. Today, I'd like to speak to you on let your light so shine. My wife and I, when we first moved here 7 years ago from Florida, we weren't very familiar with mountains. And as we were driving up from flat Florida and we got closer and closer to Knoxville, it started to get a little bit more hilly, and then eventually we saw the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains. Well, not long after we lived here, we got a bright idea to go down to Chattanooga and see Lookout Mountain and Rock City and Ruby Falls. And as we were there at Rock City, we were going through all the rock formations, and we got to the part where you could see the seven different states from one spot. And then we decided to go to Ruby Falls. Now, when we got there, we really didn't know what to expect. We're not familiar with mountains or caves or anything like that. So we pull up to this building that's built into the side of a mountain. And we go inside, we get our tickets, and then they say, "Well, you're going to get on this elevator to go see this waterfall." So we get on the elevator, and they say, "When you get on this elevator, it's going to go down to about 260 feet below the surface." So we do. We get on this elevator, and it has a glass wall there, and we're going down and down and down. And I see the rocks keep going on, and I start to think, man, we are going really, really far down here. Eventually, we get to the bottom, and we see the stalactites coming from the roof and the stalagmites from the bottom. We see the way that they come together. We have a guide that's walking us through, and he points out several things to us. One of the things was a hole about this big. And they said the guy who discovered this, it took him 17 hours of crawling on his stomach through a hole this big to discover what you're going to see. So we keep going. They say, once you get to the bottom of this, you're going to be about 1,150 feet below the surface. So as we're going, we get closer and closer. We start hearing the sound of water, but we don't see anything. In fact, they get all of us into this little room, at least it feels like a little room, and it's so dark you can't even see your hand in front of your face. And they say, now we are going to turn on the lights. And they did. And right above us was that beautiful waterfall coming down, making all the noise. It was there. We couldn't see it because it was so dark. You know, light is an amazing thing. In fact, scientists say that the most pure form of energy is light. They say that you can see a single candle burning a mile away with an unaided eye. In fact, whenever you go outside at night, you can see lights that are millions of light years away. You can see them. Well, here, Jesus is saying something. Jesus, when he was living on this earth, whenever he was walking, he didn't just go straight to the cross. He was teaching his disciples. And he said something very interesting to them. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." But it also is true for us. We are the light of the world. What that means is this. We are living in a dark world. I'm not talking about when the lights go out and it's dark outside. I'm talking about a spiritually dark world. You can't even turn on the TV without seeing corruption in our government. You can't turn on the TV without seeing things going wrong all over the world and in our country. You can't turn it on. In fact, you hear time and time again about what some of these young people, like the young people are here with us tonight, are learning about in school. It's a dark world. But what Jesus is saying here is that you and I are the answers. That we have the answer. That Christians are to shine as light. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." And then he said, "So let your light so shine." So how do you let your light shine in this world? How do you do it? First of all, in order to let your light shine, you must first have the light. Turn with me, if you would, to the Gospel according to John, chapter 8 and verse 12. The Gospel according to John, chapter 8 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus is saying here that he is the true light. Now turn with me again, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to begin reading in verse 5 here. The Bible says, "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." What the Bible is saying here is this: if you want to shine your light, you must first have the light, and the light is the Lord Jesus living within you. But how does that happen? Well, the Bible teaches us in John 3:16. Do you know John 3:16? If you know John 3:16, will you say it with me? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Listen, God loves you. God loves you, but there's a problem. The problem is that you and I have sinned. The Bible says that all people are sinners. Turn with me to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, in Romans 3:23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And remember, young people, we've been talking about what is sin. Sin is anything that we say, think, or do that breaks God's law. Well, the Bible says that we all have sinned. That means lying is a sin. Stealing is a sin. Having a bad attitude is a sin. Disobeying your parents is a sin. The Bible says that every person that has ever lived since the beginning of time has sinned. And the Bible teaches us that sin has consequences. Just a page over or two in Romans 6:23, the Bible says, in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says the wages of sin. We talked about the wages of sin. That means the payment for sin is death, and not a physical death. You know, this body, it's going to one day die, and it's going to be buried. But the person that's on the inside of your body is going to live forever and ever and ever, for all eternity, in one or two places, either heaven or hell. The Bible says if you die in your sins, there's only one place for you, and that is hell. That is the spiritual death. The Bible says that the payment for your sin and my sin is a spiritual death, separation from God for all eternity. But the Bible says, continues here, it says, remember what the Bible says in John 3:16, that God loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. In this verse it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look, God loved you so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. Jesus lived a sinless life. He never did one thing wrong. And he willingly died on the cross to pay the payment for our sins. The Bible says that we can have eternal life if we put our faith and trust in him. You see, when Jesus shed his perfect, innocent blood, what he was doing was paying your sin debt. He was paying your wage and my wage. The Bible says he didn't stay dead. They buried him. He was buried in a grave for 3 days, and then he arose bodily from the grave and then ascended into heaven, and that's where he is right now. He's alive forevermore in heaven. The Bible says that if you ask him to, he'll take all of your sin and he'll forgive them. Look what the Bible says with me. It says in Romans 10:13, just another page over, or another page or two, Romans 10:13, the Bible says, for whosoever, that means anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There are some people in this room, you've never asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. You've never put your faith and trust in him. Well, tonight is the night that you can get that settled. Look, you can't let your light shine. You can't be used of God to make a difference in this world like God wants you to be unless you first have the light. And the light is Jesus. Do you have that light? Do you have the Lord Jesus living within you? In order for your light to shine, you must first have the light. The second thing, turn back with me to our text in Matthew chapter 5. The second thing is you must not hide your light. Look what the Bible says. We're going to read verse 14 in Matthew 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. What the Lord Jesus is saying here is he's saying it would be foolish for somebody to light a candle and then to put a basket on top of it. Back then, they didn't have lights like we have here, electric lights, where you flip a switch and everything lights up. No, they had candles. The Lord Jesus said that it would be so silly if somebody wanted light in their house and they lit a candle and then put a basket over it so that it didn't show any light. But you know what the sad thing is? So many people who have the light of the Lord Jesus Christ are living with a basket on their light. They're hiding the light that is in them. They're ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. So many people are living their lives hiding their light under a bushel. That happens whenever you go to school and you're sitting there talking to your friends and your friends tell a dirty joke and you sit there and you laugh. Or they say, hey, why don't you look at this right here? Why don't you just take a sip of this or take a smoke? Why don't you do these things? And you know what? Laugh, but you're a Christian. You know the Lord Jesus. That's hiding the light that God has given you. That's putting a bushel right over that candle, the light that's inside of you. Look, some of you, some of us are ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. if you're going to let your light shine, if you're going to be used of God to make a difference in this world, you're going to let your light so shine, you can't be ashamed of God. You can't be ashamed of what he's done in your homes, in your school, at work. You can't be ashamed of him. Turn with me, if you would. The Lord Jesus gives a warning in the same book, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 33. The Lord Jesus gives a warning for all of those who deny him. Matthew 10, verse 33. The Bible says, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." Him will I deny before my Father. Don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has made a difference in your life. If you put your faith and trust in him, you have the Lord Jesus living within you. God wants to use you to make a difference in this world. Don't hide your light. That brings us to our third point. If you're going to let your light shine, you must first have the light. Secondly, you must not hide your light. And then thirdly, you must let your light so shine. Not just shine, so shine. Let's read again Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Listen, God wants to use you to reach your friends and family. God wants to use you to tell your friends and family about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are to let our light so shine. But what in the world does that mean? What does that mean to let your light so shine? Turn with me again, if you would, to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. We're going to look at verse 14. "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." What it means to let your light shine, let it so shine, is living your life in accordance to the word of God. What that means is when God says it, you do it. You not only hear the word of God, but you also obey it. You live it. What it means is we see that it's talking about not murmuring or disputing. That means you're not complaining. You're not fighting with other people. Why? Because you want when people to look at you to see Christ in you. So what we do is we live our lives to please the Lord. What we do is we do our best. We work hard. In fact, in the same text, Matthew chapter 5, and in verse 41, the Bible is, the Lord Jesus is still speaking. He's talking to his disciples and says, "Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." What the Lord Jesus is saying here is if somebody gets you to go a mile, asks you to go a mile, you go too. You go above and beyond. You work hard. You live by example, because it's not just focusing on you. It's about letting Jesus Christ shine through your life. Let your light so shine. Can people see the Lord Jesus in you? That's what it says. It says in chapter 5, in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Meaning you're working. You're doing what's right. You're living your life like you should, like a Christian. But why? "So they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." It's all about God. Our lives, we are to live in a way that points people to God. So let me ask you this. Are you living your life in a way that your light is shining? Do people know that you come into contact with on a regular basis that you're a Christian? Do your schoolmates know that you're a Christian, that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior? Does your family know that you're a Christian? Listen, it's your responsibility to tell your friends and family about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's your responsibility to give them the gospel and tell them what God has done in your life. Let your light so shine.